Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, why do narcissists copy you? Why do they act like you? Why do they behave like you? I started getting to my Ace Ventura, Jim Carrey voice. Like, what am I doing? Like, y'all don't know. Y'all might be too young for that Ace Ventura. But yeah, y'all, mindset. Why do narcissists copy you or mirror you? So typically, I tell you, this is, again, y'all, these are my own thoughts. These are my own perspective on this. I do not speak for all narcissists. I know I get the whiny crybabies to come in my comment section or on Twitter and whatever, crying, like, Lee doesn't speak to all the narcissists. Duh. Crybabies, boy. I thought some of the narcissists would be whiny as fuck. Okay. But anyway, y'all, why do narcissists copy you? A lot of people will just say, because they don't have personalities of their own. They like copy you because they have no souls. They're soulless, wretched, demon, spawn bastards. That's why they copy you, Lee. That's why. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. No. Is the part about lacking personality, lacking, you know, their own personality, is that true? Yeah. Could that be true? Yeah, that could absolutely be true for a lot of narcissistic people. But just for me, I'm going to tell you what my own reasoning for copying people is. I just feel like I've always had my own personality, y'all. I'm just a different type of guy. I'm a unique person, I would just say. And that's not me trying to be braggadocious. When I say unique, I can be weird, nerdy. You know what I mean? I'm the sports dude, the sports guy that was super nerdy, but I was cool with all the cool peoples and stuff like that. And I was playing sports. It's different, y'all. But I copy people to fit in. To feel like I'll fit into something, y'all. Because, if y'all know my story, I've always kind of felt different since I was 8 or 9 years old. Like, literally just different. My mind worked different. My brain worked different. Things like that, you know. So, in that situation right there, with my mind working differently, I would always say to myself, I was just like, I want to find, how do I fit in? So, I specifically remember reading, like, Cosmopolitan magazine. Like, Cosmo magazine. I was just going to the bathroom, being in the bathroom about 30 minutes. 40 minutes reading Cosmo magazine, like, stars, they're just like us, getting people, you know, trying to find out how to get girls to like me, how to just fit in the crowds and stuff like that, being funny, like humor, you know, humor is like the key to a lot of people's soul. Humor will help you fit in more than anybody. And y'all see how that has bred into who I am today, even at 37 years old. I used to feel this way at 8, 9, so almost 30 years ago I was feeling this way. So humor has bred into my soul, and humor is kind of who I become now. I'm just funny. Making people laugh has kind of helped me fit into different circumstances, different situations. You know what I mean? Especially like dealing with, you know, my friends and people like that. And, you know, if you met me in real life, you're like, Lee, you, the stuff you do in your videos, you do it in real life because you crack jokes, you make fun of stuff like that. And I get it. I understand the dynamic. That's why I should say it. But I've always copied people to just try to just fit in, to get people to accept me and things like that. Not because I wanted to be like somebody else. I did that later on in life. I'm going to get to that. When I was younger, I copied people just to fit in, just to be accepted and things of that nature. So I was just like, okay, I like this, I like that, I like this. You know, I wouldn't act exactly like someone, but I would take different aspects of their personality that I liked and just make it my own. You know, I would just boop, 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 and I create me, you know. I would create this person you see right now, just growing up. I have a twin brother. I just copy stuff that he did. You know what I mean? His hair, like, he had dreads first, and I'm like, okay, I'll get dreads. So he doesn't have dreads anymore, but I do. You know, so there's that right there, that dynamic in that situation, how that works. So I copy him. I copy a lot of different people. I copy people's handwritings, things like that to fit in. I copy the way people walked. the way people kind of talk, their vernacular, their slang and things of that nature, I copied that as well. You know, I would emulate the way their speech patterns so I could fit into different crowds like that too. You know, so I was copying people just to fit in, just to feel like a human, because I always just feel like a little alien, little alien in Reedsville, North Carolina, or Reedsville High School, little Reedsville alien, Reedsvillian. Reedsvillian. But yeah, but I used to do that in my youth just to fit into crowds and things like that. But now, as an adult, as I've grown, yeah, people mirror you and copy you in the beginning of relationships. Like, kind of the same thing. They want to fit into your life. Because I believe a lot of narcissistic people, they mirror your traits and copy your traits at the beginning of a relationship to fit into your life. You see what I'm saying? Because the, you know, what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery or whatever. So acting like you or having similar traits as you, but not just copying you a little bit, not being exactly like you, but just giving subtle undertones that I'm a little bit like you. That's the key to people's hearts and souls. You know, people will like that. People will like when you acted like them or behave like them and things like that. You know what I mean? People would actually be, you know, they would enjoy it in that dynamic and whatnot. So I tell people, I just like, yeah, that's how it goes sometimes when you're dealing with narcissistic people, is that like a lot of people, you know, they'll take your personality and give it back to you and you'll fall in love with yourself. Narcissistic people do that. They, you know, they copy you and mirror you. They give you your own traits back. So so internally, like really, in all actuality, you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You know, falling in love with yourself, because at the end of the relationship, or deeper into the relationship, you realize that's not how they really act. That's not really what they like. That's not really what they like and dislike. They're making you fall in love with you. You see what I'm saying? They mirror your personality. They act like you. They talk like you. They, you know, have the same habits and, you know, stuff like that. You fall in love with yourself. So in adulthood, narcissistic people mirror you to kind of get you to fall in love with yourself, to get into your life. You see what I'm saying? Same thing. Like in my adulthood, like I said, I used to do it to fit in when I was younger, but now I do it to kind of stand out. You know, I copy people to kind of stand out. Yeah, I fit in at the same time. I'm a covert narcissist. You know, I would fit in. I like to fit in, but I stand out at the same time. You see what I'm saying? I like to do different things that make me different. I'll be in a crowd, but you know I'm there. You see what I'm saying? Just the dynamic. I dress different. I act different. Like I'm literally see my adult friends take part of their personality. I hang with them, study them, you know, get that vibe from them. I'm like, oh, I like this about you. And I would take that from them. You see what I'm saying? I would take whatever they had going from them and let the dynamic go like that. I was like, okay, cool. I can, you know, oh, I like this loudness right here. I like it to a point. I would take it and mold it. One of my good friends, a guy named Jonathan, super loud, boisterous, outgoing guy. I love it. You know, I love him. And I was just like, I like that, but I don't like it all the time. So I take it little bits and pieces of it. I become him sometimes. You know, I'll add that into my repertoire, into my personality, and I will become him sometimes. And me and him are good friends. Like I said, I take that stuff from him. I take that stuff from some of my other good friends. Like, I'm just an accumulation of everybody. So I fit into this crowd because I'm like you. But I also got other people's personalities, complexes, other people's personality traits within me as well. So I'm like them too. So I'm like you, but I'm not like them at the same time. So I'm fitting in, but I'm standing out too. My mind works weird, y'all. I'll be telling y'all this, my thoughts. My mind goes a mile a minute. It's hard to like quiet my thoughts. And I'm telling people that. I tell people this. I'm like, my thoughts be moving so quickly. It'd be hard to quiet my thoughts. I'm like, I don't be lying to people. I'm just like, my thoughts are hard to quiet. They will not shut up. And they're always like, a lot of my thoughts are, you know, like the negative thoughts. Like, I don't, you know, don't talk very highly of myself internally. The inner voice or whatever is not a very positive inner voice. You see what I'm saying? It's not super negative, but it's not like positive. It's just like, you know, you're not doing enough. You're not good enough. I don't like this about yourself. That's why I need to do my hair now. Yeah, I know I look rough, but I have to do that now. Like these dreads that I got because my brother had them. You know what I'm saying? I'm still have them 15 years later. It's been 15 years of dreads. I can believe 15. Dang. What? Dang. Really? That's why I get these dresses when I was 22 years old. 15 years of dress. That's craziness. But I do clip them. I'm like, why aren't they longer? I clip them, y'all. You don't want my dress to be falling in my food. And this is wildness. But yeah. Narcissistic people, back to the topic again, y'all. Narcissistic people do copy you for different reasons. And one of the main reasons that they copy you is, you know, just to get you to fall in love with them by acting like you. We're like, yeah, do some narcissists, like, let's go back to the beginning, do some narcissists lack their own personality? Yeah, they don't know who they are, so they act like you. Somehow, and I tell this to people, to me, this is to me right here, y'all. It's a red flag if somebody is too much like you. I just feel like everybody has their own level of uniqueness within themselves. If your uniqueness, you see that in somebody else too quickly, I'm just like, to me, that's red flag-ish. You know what I mean? Red flag-ish. I would just like, because the reason I say it's red flag-ish is because, like, you think about it, like, if you're like, and they, you know, y'all have too many similar interests. Y'all act too much like, I tell those people, I'm like, look, I don't like this. You know what I mean? I told this, it was a girl, a real estate agent with me that they used to work with me. And she met this guy on the dating site. And she has this little weird, quirky personality, right? It's weird. It's quirky. She's cool. She's a nice woman overall. You know what I mean? But I see the dynamic when she's talking and stuff. Like, she has this weird, quirky personality. She met this guy on Hinge. And I met him. And he acted exactly like her. And I was just like, I told my friend, I'm like, he act too much like her, y'all. I'm like, this don't feel right. I just feel like this feels weird. I just feel like this is disingenuous. I feel like he's been disingenuous. Of course, people don't listen to me. They don't listen to me. I got this. I'm safe. Guess what ended up happening, y'all? He revealed his true colors. Damn dude had a whole family or something in New York. You know what I mean? And this ghosted her and disappeared. I'm like, I told y'all. Now his true colors came out. He was just weird. I'm just like, that dude is weird. I'm just like, he act too much like you. Like, there's nobody on this planet that's like that. Y'all have too much in common. You like, I know, I love it. We're just like kindred spirits and da 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 da. Y'all something. You're kin to something. But anyways, y'all, there's a few reasons why, y'all. I can go into greater detail later, but y'all know I like to keep my podcast episodes. I'm expanding them this week. Starting I'm expanding them this week. But also this week, releasing this week, is the Self-Love Journal. The I Love Me, the Self-Love Journal is releasing this week on Amazon. Y'all see, this is just the proof of it right here. It's just the proof. I got the... Sorry, y'all. But it's going to be available this week on Amazon. I Love Me, the Self-Love Journal is coming, y'all. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. You know, always, mental illness is out. Peace.